Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
So the YouTube poll for today, this Saturday, we're going to have a parade, a military parade, to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday, to celebrate our active duty military members, to celebrate veterans. And it's Flag Day. It's the Army's 250th birthday. And some people don't think that that's really what we should be doing, is a parade. We asked this question at the beginning of the show at 12 o'clock. We're going to do that right now. If you want to call in and have a discussion about this, if you want to weigh in as to whether or not we should have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military, if it were up to you, would you do it or wouldn't you do it? 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Give us a call. And maybe we'll sprinkle in some phone calls here in this first segment. I asked Ryan at the beginning of the show what he thought, and you were apprehensive. What about you, Brad?
I would be, on this poll, a very enthusiastic yes. I would definitely do this. There's no apprehension on it at all. I know that, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I would make sure that the perception is a celebration, not like a flex or show of power. It's not a compensation thing. It's a celebration of the men and women who have signed up voluntarily. Our entire military is a volunteer force right now. Yes, we've had the draft.
How do you say right now?
Well, we've had the draft in the past.
Okay.
But right now, it's a volunteer force. Everybody that is in uniform right now did it because they thought this was something they wanted to do. They didn't have to do it. I'm super grateful for everybody who served, who gave of their lives and their times, both, you know, those who have passed away and those who are just putting their lives in service for basically our freedom. When you boil it all down, everything that we have is because of them. I have no problem with celebrating them. I have no problem with showing off the cool toys or weapons and the stuff that we have as a military. I think that that's really cool. I think that there's a very positive aspect to it for further recruitment. I'd love to keep our military volunteer on a volunteer basis. I'd love for them to keep meeting their recruiting goals. And why not show off the stuff that A, we're paying for, and B, is really the best stuff in the world? Let's just have a good time. Let's celebrate it. You know, give these soldiers flags. We don't have to have them marching and goose stepping and stuff like that. We can demonstrate that in certain areas, but the whole parade shouldn't be that.
Ryan thinks you're wrong.
Well, I don't completely disagree with you, as Annie just set up. I think she was walking
me into
something.
Just waiting for
one
of those radio moments. We'll do something average instead. Let me ask you this question. I will rephrase. Because you said, like me, that there's a part of this that kind of makes you go, Have you been persuaded? Every single caller said, heck yeah, do this. And a lot of them spoke from being in the service, veterans of the service, or family members of people who are in the service. And they said, yes, we should absolutely do this. Has any of that persuaded you to be more okay with it? Brad's eloquent explanation?
Not Brad. I have been more persuaded by the callers, though. When we first started the show, I was apprehensive about the whole thing. I'm still a little bit, just because the only imagery I've ever seen from a military parade is Russia, China, North Korea, you know, the old like World War II footage of these like usually like Axis parades.
Soldiers goose stepping
and
down.
You're like,
the, yeah.
It's just that if that's what it is, it's a little strange. It doesn't have to be that. I don't know that it will be that.
I don't think it
will.
But
then hearing people call in that first segment, very much on the fence. So they kind of push me over the fence and say, no, this actually could be really cool and something that inspires you to just be in love with what we have for the people who serve, for the might that we've been given in the earth. If I see that, it could be something that really... Because I'm such a softy, I'll go ahead and plug my July 4th Music for Fireworks thing, because I just love patriotic things. I just love them. And when something hits me right in the heart, which this might, I'll cry over it. Like, I just love that stuff. I just hope this is that.
Do you think it wouldn't be?
I think it has the potential to not be.
How? What does it look like if it's bad?
If it's... It can be... Look, we live in a world where the mainstream media still exists. They could frame this to
not much. It's on life support.
It is, but it's still there. They could frame this to look really bad. They will frame this to look bad.
They already are. That's the only reason we're having this conversation.
So, they're complaining about the cost and things, and I don't know, the amount of things that we've wasted.
They are not.
Look, we've spent more money on Stacey Abrams ovens than this military parade. That's a fact. So let's get over that. But the fact that
plural,
the ovens that she's buying for that one county in Georgia for $2 billion.
I don't think she even had ovens. I think she was just like
she was
saying,
just messaging about the ovens.
Hey guys, got an idea?
But it could look strange, and it probably will, because it'll be framed that way. But so that's my apprehension. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
What does it look like if it's awesome?
We're all cheering, and we got a new quarter that's the sesquicentennial instead of a bicentennial. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to celebrate the 250.
We getting a new quarter?
I hope so. I'm just saying. I'm kind of floating that out there. There's a lot of reasons to celebrate the 250th anniversary of America. This is a big way to do it, and that's one of the things the callers said that I agree with. That, hey, this only comes around once every 250 years or so.
Yeah.
So you might as well go big. And Trump has a propensity to go big. This is his kind of thing. This is also the kind of thing that going into it, we've already seen the whole 4 years of this. Going into it, Trump will say, I'm going to do this thing. And you go, And then he does it, and you go, that was actually pretty freaking cool.
Well, you know, and to say this, there is nothing that they have that we have discussed here that they haven't already thought of. He's got a great team around him.
Let's take some phone calls here. Eric has called the Annie Fry Show. What do you think, if it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? What do you think, Eric?
I would be cautious against it. I'm for supporting the military, and I voted for Donald Trump. But he tried to do this in 2018, and the Pentagon thought it'd be look too partisan. I really think it's important that our military stays apolitical. And if they do it, I don't want them to give a political speech. That looks bad. So I support the military, and I'm not worried about the money because we spend it on a lot of other things. We can find some money for that. And the last thing I'll say is I enjoy Ethan. All right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Is this Ethan? Eric, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate you.
Eric Hannaford.
Is Trump going to speak?
That's a good question. That's another point that I have not thought of that he just brought up.
It's not partisan to support the military.
No, it's not. But if Trump speaks at it, it could be.
Yes.
And that's a good point.
What we should do is we should have Donald Trump and Kamala Harris speak at it.
Okay.
I think it's a win-win. Kurt, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the military parade in D.C.?
Yeah, 100%. 100% we should have it. Everything Ryan said earlier was spot on.
Oh, boy.
And you know, here's the thing. Talking about partisan, I mean, the only reason this is even a discussion is because of partisanship right now.
Yes.
The left doesn't want it because they think it's a celebration of Trump's birthday, Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, as you said, this is a celebration of 250 years. 250 years of the Army. The fact that America has to, like, feel bad about itself anymore, I mean, that's what we're fighting. I mean, Americans should be proud.
Yes.
And they should celebrate this.
Amen.
And the fact that it's even remotely controversial is part of this larger battle that we are fighting right now. And it's 100%. We're in power right now, the Republicans, you know, I mean, yes, take advantage of that time and celebrate America, celebrate 250 years of the greatest nation on earth.
Kurt, amen to that, except for the Ryan Wiggins was spot on part.
I love every part of that.
I'm concerned about that part.
Even if I set apart the part where he praised me, I still think he's making good points that this is part of the cultural battle of being proud of America. That's a good point to make, too. Mm-hmm.
Rosemary, yeah. Thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you support the military parade in D.C.?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so happy that he's doing this and that he is bringing light to our military and our men. We don't give enough support to our men in America at all. I mean, it's all about women, it seems, and I am a woman. But I don't like the way men are being treated in our country, and especially the men in military and policemen and our firemen. I mean, putting their lives on the line is the most unbelievable thing. And we don't care enough. We really need to take heart about what they do for us. And I'm so thankful for all they do. And my father was in the military, and I support the military. I pray for them every day. I pray for them all. And I'm so thankful. And then I wanted to say one other thing. I love the Manny Fry Show, and I clear my schedule so I can hear what's going on because they make me laugh.
There you go.
They bring happiness to my day, and I love you, Annie, but sometimes you just need to have, I don't know, a man's viewpoint.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes we need to make space for them.
Yeah. And you know, yeah. I mean, yes. I had the most wonderful husband, and I've lost him. And I just want all women to think how hard your life could be when you don't have your husband, you don't have a man to support you. Because men do wonderful things in our country. I just want to leave it there.
Rosemary, wonderful words. Thank you for calling the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. She's lovely.
Rosemary, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, Rosemary. Thank you. Thank you for that call.
Is your sugar level going up right now?
Yeah,
do you
it
need
is.
To check your blood sugar? Tom, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the military parade. Should there be a parade in D.C. this weekend?
I'm sorry. This is the Annie Fry Show? I thought it was the Manny Fry Show.
No, it's Annie.
Did I get
back.
The wrong number?
I'm back. Yes.
You can still talk to us, though.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. We need that parade. I just feel that we should put a little spin on it. I think we should move it up about 5 days, move it back about 5 days, and let's do a parade for everybody instead of this Juneteenth parade that just, you know, is kind of covering a small population, you know, and also it looks like they are trying to make it a holiday and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, it's a holiday. It's a federal holiday.
Oh, well, that's not a good idea, in my opinion. So I think we just need to get back to basics. And you guys are doing a great job on the radio. I really appreciate it.
Tom, thank you for listening to the Annie Fry Show and the Manny Fry Show. The Juneteenth thing, I'll push back just a little bit on that. The Juneteenth story is actually a culmination of one of the most amazing things this country has ever done in shedding our own blood to end the wrong that was slavery. And Juneteenth is the acknowledgement of how long it took for all of the people who were enslaved to find out that they'd been freed. That's the history of it. Now, what it's politically turned into in 2023, 24, 25, different story, debatable, of course. But I think when people start paying attention to what Juneteenth actually is, it's actually an American story that speaks to the point of what we did in this country to end something that existed everywhere else in the world. We didn't create slavery. We imported it. Yeah, that's enough on that. Last call before we take a break here. Michael, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. If it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military this weekend?
Annie, I would say we absolutely need that. Quick note, I served 25 years in. Mm. And, you know, the guys that, and girls that are in, they know what June 14th is. It's the anniversary of the founding of the Continental Army. And so the history of that is, number one, we only have a 250th birthday. This has nothing to do with Trump. Obviously, he is facilitating it, making sure it happens. But this is about the soldiers. And too often we put the spotlight on the politicians and all of that. But this is an American thing. This is for all of us. Whether I agree with your point of view politically or ethnically or whatever, it's for Americans, and this is something that helps launch us and be the catalyst for what we are now. So take the spotlight off the president, put it on the soldiers where it belongs.
Well, Michael, I appreciate that. And thank you very much for your service, the decades that you spent in the military. We're really grateful for you.
Well, I'm grateful for you guys. Put the truth out there.
Thank you so much, Michael. You know, it's easy. I guess it's easy, and I think he's absolutely spot on to say put the emphasis on the military, on the soldiers, on the people who are serving and the people who have served, those who are active duty and the veterans. That's probably what Donald Trump's trying to do. But the politics behind his detractors saying, oh, this is just about Trump. Who's using the military now?
The thing about, oh, this is just Trump wanting to celebrate his birthday. Come on. You know how many birthdays this guy had? Like, this is the one that he goes, I think I'm going to celebrate my birthday now.
Do you remember when Joe Biden was president and he was turning like 80-11 or something like that? And it was like, they were like, don't talk about it.
Right.
We're not going to acknowledge it. We're just going to kind of let it. I think it was over Thanksgiving. It's in late November. And I think that year it was conveniently over the holiday. And they're like, oh.
He's in Delaware.
Again.
Asleep.
Newsflash, he's in D.C. Who knew he knew where it was? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Father's Day question for the crew here. A little Miss Manners. We're going to dip into Miss Manners and find out if we can solve this dilemma about a father and what is supposed to happen on Father's Day. Stick around. We'll be right back on the Annie Fry Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
Well, we went to break, and Ryan's like, are we doing Annie? Are you okay here? And I'm like, oh, it's Thursday. I'm still kind of out of sorts. How long does it take you to get back? Do you like to take those midweek comeback vacations?
I do, but to answer your question, almost instantly.
You're back?
Yeah, when I come back, I am on. Boom, I'm on. It does no ramp up period.
Yeah, that's definitely what happened when you came back from Japan.
Wow, it seems like he may not mean that sincerely.
He sounds sarcastic.
Oh man,
do you not remember?
I was on a 14-hour jet lag.
You were going,
still came in
losing. But you were losing your mind.
It was like you were like.
Did I exploit it?
Oh, 100%.
I'm proud.
Yeah, you exploit everything.
I do not.
You do.
No,
if my blood sugar's a little low, you're like, whoa, here we go.
But you act like you're kind of diabetic.
I am kind of diabetic.
No, you are diabetic.
I'm kind of.
That's how someone becomes really bad diabetic.
That is.
You're not taking it seriously.
Unless they're me. I am taking it seriously, kind
of. I've completely cut back the amount of oatmeal cream pies I feed you in the middle of the show to make the show better.
That's why I regret telling you I was diabetic.
Yeah, right. Like, I need that occupational hazard. Mm-mm. Anywho, it's Thursday, so we're going to do Annie, Are You Okay? With Ethan here in just a second, rather than Trisha. And after that, when we come back at about 2:45, I'm going to read you this Father's Day story. There is a conflict, and I need to know what you guys would advise for this family to do. They've got a... What do you do for Father's Day? It's such a different holiday than Mother's Day, biologically, but also expectations.
Explain the biological part.
I will off the air again.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This? Annie, you okay? You okay,
Annie? Hello, Annie.
Hello, Ethan.
Hello.
You explained the biological part.
I was so excited to do that.
That's good. That's very Trisha-esque.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to follow in the boss's footsteps.
She says, and crew. Hello, Annie and crew.
Hello, Annie and crew.
And minions.
Hello, Annie and minions. Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, so for our first...
If you guys were minions, you wouldn't be good minions. You're too autonomous.
Disagreeable.
And disagreeable to be minions.
We also use real words.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It depends on
who we're equally
about.
As cute.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, first story here.
Is that from the movie or something?
Yeah.
One of the minions.
Okay. Like I Kevin know that. And Bob and Dave and
seemed
Stuart.
Seemed really like a weird thing to say if you didn't. Okay, Kev. Come on, Ethan.
Kentucky man known as Cowboy Cody releases raccoon into packed restaurant in misguided revenge plot.
Oh, no.
Wait, his name's Cowboy Cody?
His name is Cowboy Cody.
So he already has a character, and this is part of it?
I guess so.
He's not just some guy.
He left a raccoon in a restaurant, and you're like, what's his name again?
And his name's Cowboy Cody.
And you look at the picture of him.
Yours is
and,
Kevin. Moving on.
And his real name, it says, is... this is the best part. His real name is Jonathan Mason.
It's not even
nothing
Cody.
To do with Cody.
Is he a cowboy?
Doesn't look. He looks homeless.
Really, we should probably hear about the raccoon and then come back to the cowboy nature.
I guess so. It's a Kentucky man known as Cowboy Cody let loose a terrified raccoon in a bar out of revenge for being turned away from the establishment last Friday night, according to a police report and a bartender who witnessed the incident. Annie, are you okay with taking out revenge in any sort of way?
Am I okay with revenge?
Yes.
Biblically, no. It never feels as good as you think it does, or would.
Mm-hmm. There's whole movies based on it, though.
Yeah, they're great.
And they're good movies.
The Taken movies.
Is there a difference between revenge and avenging?
Because
I'm all for avenging.
If they were the same, wouldn't they be the same words?
I think they might be the same
thing. Ryan, you're just making a lot of noises.
I think they might be. I think
that's what he does during Annie. Are you okay?
Cowboy Cody. I think.
No, not revenge. I think avenging is to make something right. I think revenge is just to get back at someone. I'm a big fan of avenging. Revenge, no.
What about prevenge?
What is prevenge?
You think somebody's going to do something bad, so you just go ahead and act on it.
Get after them.
There.
Right in the nick of time.
Yeah, kind of waiting for it. Silky smooth.
I think we waited like 2 whole seconds there. Just sitting around.
Like, wait, I was like, you know, this is only like my second time doing Annie. Are you okay? I was like, am I supposed to say something again before?
No, you're good.
If the bar is low, it's because of us.
Mm-hmm. Police in South Carolina engaged in a not so hot pursuit as they chased a tractor excavator down a main highway for more than an hour at the speed that an average adult walks.
Yeah, you can't, like, what? What was the
it seems
offense?
Like the police could do something different than just keep
I've seen
driving.
This in Warden.
Wait, seriously? Not entirely.
Only at Wardy Grove.
That would have been the most exciting thing to ever happen in Warden.
Oh, you have no idea what happens in Warden.
Well, listen, those small towns.
And if you know what happens in Warden, you don't talk about what happens in Warden.
Stays.
The chase reached speeds of 3 miles per hour on early Sunday morning in North Charleston. Officers on a different
reached
call.
Reached speeds.
Doesn't mean that it was even up to that point, right? Officers on a different call saw the big piece of construction equipment with treads and a shovel in front go across a highway around 3:30 in the morning. A few minutes later, they got a burglary call from a business that was heavily damaged and saw the excavator slowly heading away. Police said several cars immediately joined in the very slow speed
pursuit. So what was the offense?
Burglary.
Of what?
Of a tractor excavator.
So the actually stole the tractor.
Yeah, they stole the tractor.
Well,
and they were making
You're not going to do something to that piece of equipment that's going to cause harm to the equipment.
Not to the equipment.
Especially if this is only a 3 mile hour situation.
But to other drivers on the road?
You got to make way for the man up on the tractor.
Also, at some point, after an hour, are you like, what are we going to do here, guys? What we're doing now isn't working.
Wait for it to run out of gas.
So the driver was a 53-year-old man. Was charged with failure to stop for a blue light and 2 counts of malicious injury to real property and remained in the Charleston County Jail on a $22,000 bond. Annie, are you okay with tractors being driven on public roads?
Hell yeah!
No.
Get out! What's the matter with you?
No, they're slow.
You don't like
food? Have
you
ever been behind one?
You're slow and I have to deal with you every day?
That's funny.
Yes, tractors on the road. They're not doing that to go to Hardee's.
How do you know?
Because I live in the country. I've lived in the country. They're working.
Have you ever passed a tractor and said, where are you headed?
No, I don't talk to them. I wait for them to stick their hand out the combine and tell you that it's okay to pass.
Maybe they're going to Hardee's.
There's Why no Hardee's out there.
I didn't bring it up. Annie did.
They're not in town.
You know what? I'll give them a pass if they're going to Hardee's because they grow the biscuits.
You don't grow biscuits. Is this your biscuit field?
Where do you
pick the biscuits from?
I think they come from fields.
What do they grow on? Are they like potatoes?
They're roots.
They grow
they're underground.
The
yeah.
I always got to figure out like when I'm going to Effingham. How do they grow
you
those
just
giant
watch the
windmills?
Way you talk about that place.
Why can't they just like drive on the side of the road? Why do they have to be on the main road?
That's or go out there with the crops where you belong.
Have you ever been? Okay, listen. I know you travel. I know you travel 140.
I do.
There are tractors on 140.
It's
where
so
do you
annoying.
Want them to go?
In the fields?
Yeah, on the fields.
Out here in the fields.
On the
different.
Side of the grass.
I fought for my meals. That's what they need to do right there. The Who sang about it like 40 years ago.
When they're in the fields, they're working the fields.
That's the point. That's why they're there.
What happens if their other field is on the other side of the road?
Let's compromise. Let's give them a higher gear.
Then it would make that burglar's job easier.
Jamming
I'm
out.
Okay with it once in a while.
You are opposed to tractors using the road to
only
get from A to B.
Only when they get in my way. Get out of my way.
Just the roads in front of Ryan.
Man, you can contact us at anniefryshow.com and I will read those emails on the air. Or just call Ethan next time we open the phone.
Read them and I'll tell him the same thing. Get! I gotta get somewhere.
Oh, boy. Jamming out to some The Who while chomping on some biscuits from Hardee's. All right.
That you picked from the fields. I'm looking for the biscuit orchard.
These are very fresh.
On to the
right
next.
Right past the apples. On to next to the peaches. It's a biscuit grove.
Walmart customer calls cops after his self-checkout avocado mishap charged $1,300.
That's a mishap.
A Walmart employee claimed a customer called the police after he, the customer, accidentally overcharged himself for avocados at the self-checkout
kiosk.
How many
avocados did he buy?
Then accused the store of robbing him as I scrolled.
I tried to buy one avocado, but I put in 2,000.
I overcharged me.
Flavin.
I think it was just one avocado, and he accidentally spammed it out. I guess the in quotations here says...
Did they not agree to, like, rectify the situation?
It seems pretty easy.
It says...
He has, like...
No, you gotta pay for him
a
now.
A bulging jacket on, and he was walking with his arms straight out.
I only
like,
tried to buy one.
I only bought one avocado.
It was nine. He
those
was,
are tumors.
He was trying to buy nine avocados, but because it was a fruit... Right, you have to put it on, I guess, on the, you have to click a special yeah. button, right, yeah. to that you're buying fruit. And instead of hitting nine, he hit 999.
Whoops.
That's a big whoops. $1,300 towards avocados.
Again, you just call the little, you know, you hit the little button and the person comes over and just swipes their card and changes it. You don't have to call the cops.
You might have to wait 48 hours for your funds to be made available.
Ooh.
Maybe he just wasn't paying attention and he just checked out and then realized after the price. Maybe that's what it is. So anyway, Annie, are you okay with self-checkout kiosks?
Prefer them.
Why?
Because I'm on my time.
It's no one simple. Else has any other thoughts? Ryan, any smart comment to make here?
I think Ryan likes them too, doesn't he?
I think we've talked about this
Ryan's
before.
Ryan's going to be like, it depends on my mood.
That's correct. I sometimes like chatting with the clerk.
Ooh, I don't need to do that.
Usually, it was, if they're having a really bad day, then that's not a lot of fun. But if they're just there...
What kind of fun do you have with the clerk?
Well, I'm not having fun...
Hey, old Beshy.
...so much as just, you know, just a normal human interaction.
Yeah.
Gets a little dopamine going.
Does
you
it?
Know, because of humans. Just enjoy the human race.
And when except I, for the farmers.
That's a tractor. I don't know.
The tractor doesn't drive itself, actually. It does.
Yeah, but you, like you said, we don't interact with the person as you pass them. So there's no human interaction.
You certainly could. You could raise and give them the nice little farmer wave. Thanks for putting food on the table.
You could, but you don't.
I
you
do.
You told me that you don't.
No, I do.
I said,
you don't.
Ever drive
you give
by
them the
him?
Finger.
I said, you, you ever drive by them and say anything? You're like, no, never. Let them do their job.
I will give them the wave of gratitude.
Thanks for
the
what
walk.
You do. Thanks for your service.
Yes, they know.
Okay.
It's the tip of the cap from a person not wearing a cap.
Do you do the fake cap?
No, I do the wave. This is obvious.
Gosh, this is such a horrible ending to
as
a
if,
decent segment.
As if you are like some city boy
thank
that
you,
doesn't
Ryan.
Understand the value of farmers and what they have to do.
I understand what they do, but they're in my way.
No, you're in their
when
way.
When I'm driving.
You're in their way.
Go faster. Press the pedal down, my friend.
So if you go to the Odyssey app, there's a little microphone on the Odyssey app when you go to 97.1, and you can record your voice and send a message to us. And I would like anybody who wants to make a comment, like if you're a farmer and you've heard what Ryan has to say here, he says you're in his way and he doesn't appreciate you.
I did not say I don't appreciate you. I appreciate your work.
No,
just
you don't.
I just doesn't appreciate you being on the road when he's driving.
I just don't
driving.
Want you to be on the road in front of me. And also...
So you only conveniently appreciate
don't
them.
Don't you always see, when you see the speed limit, there's always a minimum speed? They're breaking the law.
No, there's not always a minimum speed. There's a minimum speed on the highway.
A lot of times there is, and there's, I didn't flip them off at all. You made that up.
There's never a minimum speed when the speed limit is 45. That
sometimes,
doesn't exist.
Sometimes there is. School zone.
Odyssey app. Little record button next to the play button. Give me something, people. Give it to me. We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So we have a YouTube live chat poll today. I'm going to have to do the Father's Day story tomorrow. We'll just put a pin in that till tomorrow. The YouTube poll for today is, if it were up to you, would you have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? We're going to see that Saturday. It's been a Trump baby for a long time. He likes to celebrate America. That's a sin, according to the aggressive progressive left in our country.
I was a no at the start of the show. I think I am now a yes. I think I would like to see
you
this
said
now.
Specifically that if it were done right, it could be awesome.
And I still stand by that. But I just the people saying that this is an important cultural statement to say, really, go America, as kind of a larger point. And if we can do that right, which... I think we might be able to. It'd be pretty cool.
So you're a yes?
I am now.
Ethan, did you have a thought on this? Should we do the parade?
Yeah, I'm a yes. Big yes.
Yes?
I mean, pro-America, yeah.
Brad?
Huge yes on this. I think it's going to be great.
I'm a yes. I hope you do it well. What do you got for the results here today, Ethan?
262 votes in today's YouTube live chat poll. If it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? Well, it's not really close today. 82% say yes, 18% say no. Oh, it just switched. 83%.
83% say yeah, America. I can't wait to see what they do with it. Maybe it'll be something that we end up doing with more repetition. Maybe it's something that we're like, let's not do that again.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what the Trump administration puts together. Keep it here. Mark Reardon on 97.1 Next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.